From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps by Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government.
Benvolguts i benvolgudes compatriotes.
During a televised speech Wednesday, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont appealed for calm and peace while expressing determination to pursue independence. He again called for mediation with Madrid. The Spanish government said before talks, Catalonia must return to the path of law. The European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The European Commission has called on all relevant actors to now move quickly from confrontation to dialogue.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said as the dispute deepens, it could force the EU to step in.
Spain politically is in crisis right at this time, and depending on how that crisis is resolved or not, then there could well be very serious implications for the EU more generally.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in last Sunday's referendum. Thousands rallied in Togo's capital, Lomé, Wednesday. They were demanding President Faure Gnassingbé step down. He's ruled since 2005. His family has governed the tiny West African country for half a century. Abu Messen said he wants the 1992 constitution returned, a reference to the document's two-term presidential limit. Last month, Parliament began debating a two-year, five-year term limit for future leaders, but opposition balked amid efforts to exempt Mr. Gnassingbé. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada, Wednesday, scene of modern America's worst mass shooting, late Sunday, in which nearly 60, including the lone gunman, died. Nearly 500 others were wounded.
The mass murder that took place on Sunday night fills America's heart with grief. America is truly a nation in mourning.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded and addressed the nation from an area police station where he spoke of the many families who will go to bed at night in a world that is empty.
Our souls are stricken with grief for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter. We know that your sorrow feels endless. We stand together to help you carry your pain.
He spoke of the courage displayed by those who risked or lost their lives saving others. He said the nation cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites terror.
In the darkest moments, what shines most brightly is the goodness that thrives in the hearts of our people. That goodness is our lighthouse.
Law enforcement officials said the gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted alone and was not part of an international terrorist group. U.S. officials said three U.S. Army Special Operations soldiers were killed Wednesday when they came under fire in Niger. Two others were wounded. The officials said it's likely the Green Berets came under attack from militants of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. They were part of a joint patrol with Nigerian troops near the Malian border. Iraqi forces have claimed to have taken the city of Hawija from Islamic State, one of the last IS enclaves in the country, the last one in northern Iraq. Its assault began September 21st to clear the area north of Baghdad. The rights group Amnesty International called on European nations to stop sending Afghans who don't qualify for asylum back home, saying they risk becoming victims of torture, kidnapping, and death. Amnesty said nearly 9,500 Afghans returned home last year after their applications were rejected. Human Rights Watch Thursday said armed groups in Central African Republic have used rape and sexual slavery as weapons of war. It said both the Muslim Salika Alliance and the Christian Anti-Balaka Militia have sexually assaulted, raped, and enslaved civilians in what may amount to crimes against humanity in the country's four-year conflict. U.S. stocks continued to rally Wednesday as data from the services sector continued, pointing to signs of continuing strength in the U.S. economy. The services sector expanded at its fastest pace last month in more than a decade. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrials Index closed up Wednesday another 20 points to 22,661. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.